All right, welcome back in. McElroy and Kubelik in the morning, 9 o'clock, Monday, January 17th. College football to get into. I mentioned before we went to break that there's a lot of movement happening, especially within the SEC. We'll get to that in just a moment. But Andy Kennedy's group gets a nice win over the weekend, 76-65 over FAU. Get to 15-4 on the season, 5-1 in conference. Quan Jackson, season high, 29 points. Jordan Walker, career high, 27 points. Actually, career high for both of those. Jordan Walker on the week, 47 total points, 7 assists, just 3 turnovers in 68 minutes of basketball. And Andy Kennedy was asked, well, after the game, about KJ Buffin and just how maybe he could get a little bit more involved with his basketball team. And this is what AK had to say.
I mean, can you write him? You're a good writer. Can you maybe write him like a poem or something he can read it before he goes to bed at night? Because he's got some, you know, some. He gets kind of too caught up. I think it would be helpful, Evan, if you do that. I mean, can you?
I mean, he's never not entertaining, Andy Kennedy, ever. Always, always entertaining. So always fun to be around. Always good, always entertaining, always fun to be around Gusty Gulis and the Gusty Gulis group. Why? If you need a home, right here in central Alabama, they are your go-to resource. They're brokered by eXp Realty, hundreds of buyers that are ready to buy, and Gusty is so confident that he offers a guaranteed sale program. He promises to sell your home at price and time that you agree on, or he's going to buy it. But he knows that life happens, so he'll let you out of that contract if any time, free and clear. Greg, the Gusty Gulis group has a lot of different ways that they market. They have buyers that are lined up as soon as you put your house on the market. That's why we trust them as your go-to resource for any real estate need right here in the Birmingham area.
Nevin, your home is likely your largest asset. You don't want to trust just any agent to sell it for you. You won't really need an agent that has the experience and the resources to sell it fast and for the highest possible price. It's a seller's market right now. And Gusty Gulis of the Gusty Gulis Group is going to get your home where you want it to go. And they also are going to use all the professionals, have a team full of professionals that are going to have your back. So you'll be walking away with your home sold at a price and time you agree to. And all those extra thousands that you might have in your pocket as a result, that'll be thanks to Gusty's proven marketing system. He's the only agent that we would trust if trying to sell a home here in the Birmingham area. And don't just take it for us. Check out the Google reviews. I mean, 830 five-star Google reviews. So if you want to check those out, Google Gusty Gulis Group or just look up GustyGulisGroup.com. That's GustyGulisGroup.com and start packing.
All right, I want to talk about some player movement really around the SEC. I'll start with Alabama. And first off, to the NFL, John Metchie, Jameson Williams, Fedarin Mathis, Josh Jobe, Christopher Allen, Evan Neal, Slade Bolden announced that they are going to take their talents to the NFL draft, begin preparing. That list would also include Brian Robinson, Chris Owens, their eligibility is expired. So you look at it and you say, well, you still have, obviously, Heisman Trophy winning quarterback returning, that depth, that running back that was banged up last year, also with an addition to the transfer portal, should be fine. Receiver, you think, okay, it's going to be young. That's a position that's going to have to come along, but with the quarterback pulling the trigger, things should be okay. Offensive line will have some questions. But defensively, Greg, is where probably a lot of Alabama fans can now begin to really be excited. Jordan Battle announces that he will return. Byron Young announces he will return. Henry To'o is going to be back. DeMarco Helms is going to be back. T.J. Dale announces that he is going to be back. You add those guys along with Will Anderson and company, and it's easy to be excited about the potential of this Alabama defense this upcoming season and just what they may have the opportunity to be.
Yeah, and I think it's great that these guys are all coming back. I mean, what was the other option? Like, I mean, sometimes we put out things and I mean, for instance, let's use Young for example. Like, where was Byron Young going to go? Is he really going to go to the draft and be like a sixth-round pick? Like, I think it's great that these guys aren't making their minds up before the season. Maybe some have. Maybe some, for instance, Slade Bolden, I think there's no reason for him to go right now. I think it would be very beneficial to him to have another year with Bryce Young, continue to master the wide receiver option routes, continue to do a great job there within the offense being versatile, to put him in the backfield, to be thoughtful with how he's going to get his distributions. And we don't know all the circumstances surrounding why guys go, but he would have been one that I would think would benefit strongly from another year in the system. Now, maybe he looks at it and says, well, I kind of am who I am. I'm not going to get bigger. I'm not going to get stronger. And I'm probably not going to be an isolation guy on the outside that's going to win a lot. I'm going to have to win in the slot. And there's really no way to improve my draft stock by going another year. Probably not. He's probably going to be a fourth round pick and he'll probably have a really nice career. So you take into account all that. I do think some guys make up their mind, hey, man, I'm out of here in 3 years. Maybe I'm out of here in 4 years, or they make up their mind in August before the season even plays out and they decide to leave even though they shouldn't. And we've seen examples of that. I mean, Jevon Snead's the best one that comes to mind with me, the quarterback from Ole Miss that decided to leave because in the preseason he was the number one overall pick, had an awful year, still decided to leave, and then never to be seen or heard from in the NFL circles again. So you have to be willing to adjust and adapt your expectation level based on your performance in the previous season. So some of the guys I agreed with, some of the guys I didn't. But like you said, I think all the guys that chose to come back are making the correct decision. There's not one that I would say, man, you might want to think twice about it. It's probably time to go.
So that defense still going to have a lot of experience, a lot of guys that have made a lot of plays that are going to be back. Doesn't mean that there aren't some positions of need. I still think the interior, that defensive line, Byron Young inconsistent, Tim Smith inconsistent, DJ Dale's been banged up. The consistency overall of that group is going to need to come back, but Will Anderson's still going to be along that front causing problems. And, you know, we saw some of the young corners struggle a little bit for Alabama last year. They're going to need to obviously be a little bit different, but applying pressure shouldn't be too much of an issue with what you know is going to be returning, and that experienced linebacker is going to make a big difference with what you're going to see and how they're going to be able to operate. So it have to be excited about things on that side of the ball. Some other guys that are moving on that we've sort of seen, Stone Hollenbach at quarterback is going to move on. Jalen Moody we know is moving on. Linebacker Shane Lee's moving on. King Makuta is committed to Arkansas State. He's moving on. Javon Baker, wide receiver, is going to be moving on. Paul Tyson is going to be gone. He commits to Arizona State, which was – that was a little bit of a surprise to me. I know Jaden Daniels coming back, Greg. That's not me. He's not going to be the guy this year. Not really going to have a chance to this year because, I mean, Daniels is exceptional. So not really – I just kind of wondered what the thought process was there because it's going to be at least a year before you have a real opportunity to become the guy. At Arizona State as the quarterback. So – don't really see how that one made a ton of sense. Some other portal news. Auburn defensive lineman Lee Hunter has entered the NCAA transfer portal. Kalen Newton, wide receiver as well, also entered the NCAA transfer portal. So a couple of Auburn kids have entered. And a lot of movement with that Georgia lineup as well. Darion Kendrick, the Clemson transfer at corner, he announces that he will enter the NFL draft. George Pickens announces he will enter the NFL draft. Damian, this one for you. Jake Canada announces he's going to head to the NFL also for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Repeat that name again.
I'm sorry, you're not familiar with Jake Camarda? Jake Camarda?
Nah, not ringing the bell. What a
punter.
Say that one. He
punter leaving early to go to the NFL draft.
Demand is high.
But Chris and Tyke Smith both said they're going to come back, and Kobe Dean's going to the league. Trayvon Walker's going to the league. That defense takes big hits for Georgia. That defense will be different next year. Still have some talent back, and they've recruited well. But with Trayvon Walker gone and Kobe Dean gone, Jordan Smith gone, Darion Kendrick gone, G-Mac, that Georgia defense is going to be really different next fall.
Very. And you knew that this was, like we've said all along, I mean, it had to be this year. I mean, it had to be. And I know that sounds, I hate saying that because everyone's like, well, if Kirby doesn't win this one, when's he going to win one? I've never agreed with that line of thinking, but it did definitely feel like with all the pieces and how the stars had aligned, It was going to have to be this year, and I promise you, if it didn't get it this year, it was going to be a whole lot more difficult to get it down the road. So I was happy for them that they got it done, but I also acknowledged, man, they were going to have a difficult task to fill all those voids. I would think it'd be a desirable place for many in the transfer portal. Does that necessarily mean that they're going to go out and hit it hard? I can't answer that at this point. I really can't. But I do know that if I were a defensive player, seeing what they just did, it would definitely be intriguing to consider Georgia as my next destination because of how many guys are likely to get drafted off that roster.
Yeah, that's going to be a different football team. And that's fallen. James Cook announcing that he's going to enter the NFL draft. I mentioned George Pickens also gone. We didn't really get your thoughts there on Jake Camarda announcing he's going to leave early to go to the NFL draft as well.
I know who that is, though. Like, I actually know and acknowledge that he's like a player.
A player or a punter?
Wow. The shade is just an all-time high.
It's not even shade. It's just play a haters ball. Hate. Yeah,
just massive hate. I mean, Jake Camarda is a really good player.
Correct me where I'm wrong.
He's a good player for what he's asked
punter,
to do.
Good punter.
He's for what he's asked to do, he's very good. So I can't be critical. Look, the only time I'm going to dislike you is when you stink at your job. So I'm not too bothered by him announcing that he's going to the show if he's like a legit dude. Like, did I hate J.K. Scott? No, because he was great at his job. The only time I don't like kickers and punters is when they miss and or shank it, which happened, you know, from time to time throughout the course of this past weekend and throughout the course of my 5-year career. So, no, I'm good with you as long as you make your kicks. I don't have any problems with that.
All right. So
why are you so down on him announcing that he's going pro? It's better than the long snapper from Oklahoma that announced he was coming back.
Much better.
Much better.
I didn't know that was our comp, and that's what we were comparing him to. But yes,
it's always the comp. You put the specialist in a box. You put the specialist over there on the other field, like they can go play, you know, ring around the rosy and stuff. While we have,
I guess there is a portion though. You average 47 yards a punt. Like what? How could you increase your value coming back?
You can't. That's a weapon.
Yeah.
47 is really not. I thought it'd be a little more than that. That's really not outrageous.
You average 3 punts a game.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's saying he's fresh. Like his leg is fresh.
He's got not much wear and tear, I guess.
Gotcha.
So he would have been about 10th or 11th in college football. He didn't have enough punts to qualify, actually.
Oh, that's a good thing.
You know, Punitron or Legatron, what's the Erasia kid's name at
Punitron?
San Diego State? What'd they call him?
Punitron. Punitron sounds right.
It sounds Punalot. Whatever I can't remember his nickname.
Sir Punt-a-Lot.
51 per punt is what he averaged. So, and he left early to go to the draft too. So yeah, it happens. But we got the graphic and we got the announcement. We're leaving early to go to the NFL as a punter. So
that's all that matters.
Things have changed. Times have changed. Things always change.
It's tough.
Kind of like the weather. Constant changes in the weather. That pushes your HVAC system to the limit. Protect it with a checkup from a Trane comfort specialist. It'll give you peace of mind through the cold weather. Trane is our official partner right here at Jocks. So find a comfort specialist near you at Trane.com. And remember, as always, it's hard to stop a Trane. Greg, not McElroy, wants to chime in on the Bud Light Hotline. Welcome in, Greg.
Hey, good morning. Mark my words, Jake Camarda will be a Ray Guy trophy recipient in 5 years.
Wait, hang on a second. I thought that goes to college kickers.
Yeah, no,
I thought it was for the NFL.
I think it's college.
I think it's Pro Bowl for them.
Definitely college, yes. But
well, he might come back.
With where eligibility is going right now, he might have a couple COVID years left. He'll get done playing the league for about 15 years, come back, play a few more at Georgia. You never know. I mean, there's a possibility. I'm with you.
Everything comes full circle. So my question is regarding NIL. You know, Greg, you mentioned, you know, a couple of previous players looking at the NFL. Well, where else they're going to go? How do you see NCAA coaching staffs leveraging NIL to keep those maybe marginal players
right
on the rosters for the upcoming season? And then, you know, part two, we're going to start having, as we come out of this pandemic, more of these second-tier professional football teams like XFL and those guys come back, right?
Yeah.
So how do you see the coaching staffs, you know, leveraging NIL to keep these guys around?
Good call, Greg. Appreciate it.
I think that's a great question. And unfortunately, where we're at in the world, there are obviously some of the sweeping NIL deals a la Texas has, what, 50K per offensive lineman, Cole?
Or I think there's two. There's two at Texas for offensive linemen. So you're getting close to $100,000 a year right now if you play offensive line at Texas.
Okay. So, but that those are rare exceptions. Those are not the norm. So rare exceptions, yes, at Texas they can make things like that happen. But when you look at, say, let's say, I mean, it's all public knowledge. My rookie year in the NFL, it was very different back then. I had a $65,000 signing bonus and then made, I think, our rookie deal was like $375 or something like that. Okay, so it's not a humble brag. It's public notice. I'm just trying to compare. I was a bottom-of-the-roster guy, okay? If you're a bottom-of-the-roster guy in the league, would it make sense to go back to college? Probably not. I mean, let's think about those numbers. That's roughly $430,000 or whatever to be a bottom-of-the-roster guy in the league. If you look at, say, let's use Slade Bolden as an example, just because he's on the top of my head as a guy that, man, I wish he would have come back. He's thinking, well, I'm a shoo-in to make the roster, and I think he probably is, especially given the success of, you know, Hunter Renfrow and other primary slot receivers. I would think Slade Bolden will, without question, make a roster and probably have a decent career. What do you think the most he could make at Alabama and NIL is concerned? Probably not that much. Maybe. 50, 60, 75 grand, which is, by the way, a lot of money. A lot of money. But it pales in comparison to the money that you'd make in the NFL. Which is why the ultimate goal, while yes, NIL is nice, the situations where you're making more in NIL than you would in the league are few and far between.
Right.
Maybe an example here or there where it's comparable. And we talk about Bryce Young. Bryce Young's the highest paid NIL athlete in the world in all of college football. I don't know. There might be a, you know, the female gymnast at LSU, Cole. You might
Olivia
know more.
Dunn. She might have more.
Maybe the SUNY Lee. I mean, I don't know. All I'm saying is Bryce Young, if he came out in the NFL draft, he'd probably be looking at something along the lines of $7 or $8 million a year just on his contract. And while, yes, $1 million, $1.5 million, maybe $2 million at Alabama is awesome, but it pales in comparison to what he would make in the league. So I think that's just a good point of comparison is that, yes, there might be some guys that could be enticed by that, but the likelihood of you saying, man, I'm going to return because of NIL money is extremely slim. I think it's happening that way.
I think it's something that can be factored in. It's something that can be taken into consideration. And I will say this. I know a player at Auburn that because of an NIL deal that was in front of him decided to come back and play another year, this year. Now, I'm not saying
that's... Taking his
chances with the NFL. Now, I'm not saying that's the only thing or only reason that that player made that decision, but where this is going to come into play are your fringe draftable guys. So now if you start talking about being drafted in the sixth round or being an undrafted free agent and going to camp and having to try to make a team, because even practice squad money, if you make the practice squad, let's say 80% of the possible weeks, you're still probably making more than you do in NIL.
Oh, but, yeah. But practice squad's $6,000 a week.
But
so
you
six
also,
grand a week times 18, it adds up pretty good.
Right. But you also, coming back to college, have a chance to increase your value and maybe get drafted in the third or fourth round, fifth round, where you're going to be viewed as a more valuable commodity. And let's just be honest, the front office is going to want you to work out because they spent a draft pick on you. So
right.
And more things are going to be guaranteed coming your way. You have a better opportunity. So there are other things that add up along with it, but I think the day of here's my NIL money, right. Here's my NFL prospects, and I'm just choosing it because of the money attached to NIL, correct. That's going to be very rare.
No, you're right.
Because if you're a guy that commands that kind of money, you're probably
a top round guy.
You're going to be getting drafted.
Yes.
Off the board pretty early. And I think we will see some instances of, I don't know who that player would be right now. If you guys have one, throw it out there at Mac and Cube via Twitter or hit us up, Bud Light Hotline, 800-239-9569 or GMAC or Damien if you have one. Right. I do think that we'll get some guys like a Philip Lutzenkirchen who just have like the personality and the fanfare.
That's a great example. That's a great example.
There'll be players like that that come on that the fans just love them. Right. And they'll probably be able to command more NIL money than maybe what their NFL draft prospectus sort of evens out with. I don't know who that guy is.
I'll give you one right now, Stetson Bennett. Like Stetson
100%.
Bennett.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
That's a perfect example of someone. Yeah. And Stetson might not be in line to make, you know, $1 million in NIL. He'll probably make a couple hundred, right? I mean, it's probably going to be pretty good money. I mean, really good money. But he's probably not going to make Bryce Young NFL money or NIL money because the memorabilia and stuff like that's not going to command an insane. It's going to be very, very small, the pool from which people are going to buy. It's going to be exclusively Georgia fans. Like Bryce Young is a massive NIL draw because it transcends Alabama. The Heisman transcends Alabama. The likelihood of becoming a franchise quarterback down the road transcends Alabama. It's just like why I am not a Michigan fan, but man, I want a Tom Brady rookie card, right? It transcends what school he plays for. Stetson Bennett is exclusive to Georgia. His fandom is exclusive, I think, to Georgia, which is great. There's nothing wrong with that at all, and you can make a boatload of money, have a very, very comfortable life. But there's no guarantees that he makes a roster in the NFL. He probably doesn't make a roster in the NFL as of right now. So that's the perfect example for the modern day, and you just gave us a great one for Auburn. Yes, Philip Lutzenkirchen would not have played on Sundays, more than likely. Probably not. Not super tall, not super twitchy, not outrageously athletic, but a great teammate and a very popular figure on a national championship winning roster. So I think that that would have been a great example of a guy, like you said, and Stetson Bennett in the modern day, of guys that would certainly come back because it's probably going to be as good a bite of the apple as they can get financially in their early 20s.
He should be able to do really well in appearance money, you would think. Yeah. I mean, just, absolutely. Hey, come stand at Royal Buick GMC for an hour, or hey, come hang out at Royal Bedding for 2 hours and sign me. He should be able to rack up an appearance money.
No question. But if he were guaranteed to make a roster, I mean, and by the way, there are no guarantees. Once you get past like the third round, there's no guarantees to make a roster. There's not. They'll cut a fourth round pick in a heartbeat if he can't play. You'll get your signing bonus, but that's it. So like, there are no guarantees to make a roster beyond the fourth round. So basically, if you view yourself as a third day pick, which Stetson Bennett at best, that's what he'd be, then
still better money.
Still better money in the league. If you're a lock to make the roster, for sure.
All right. Speaking of which, I've got a bone to pick with you about a name that you just brought up.
Oh boy,
that we need to get into on the other side.
Oh boy,
something that happened right here in our own backyard, and I'm a little disappointed that we haven't heard about it. But first, I'm going to tell you about Backyard Adventures, located right there at Cahaba Valley Road. You can go jump, climb, swing, slide down all the different options that they have for playgrounds that could end up in your backyard. The best part is they'll come prep your backyard, set it up, and they'll actually assemble it in your backyard. And you get to customize it. That's why you go out to Cahaba Valley Road, check out Backyard Adventures for yourself, see what they have, see what you like, tell them we want this, we want that, we don't want this, we don't want that. And then Jeff and the guys come out and assemble it exactly the way you want it. We've got one in my backyard. My kids love it. If it's not rainy or too cold, they're out there almost every day playing on it, doing something. Even the one-year-old loves. He'll go out there and point and walk up to the swing because he wants to go swing for a little while. He knows how much fun it is. So go check him out online at BackyardAlabama.com or call 408-4386. Set yours up today. Find out what they can do to you. Basketball goal installation as well. And birthday parties is something that people always ask me about. I went to a friend's house, took my kids over to play Friday night because I was trying to get a little bit of assistance with having all three by myself. And one of my friends that was there said, hey, didn't that Backyard Adventure place you say to do birthday parties? We need something. So, yes, go to BackyardAlabama.com or call 408-4386 and see what Jeff and the guys can do for you. When we come back, why is Greg McElroy being secretive about certain things? I need to know the answer. And we'll find out right after this on McElroy and Kubik in the Morning.
Brad and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
Yeah, 1994. 69 boys backed up by the Quad City DJs. One time, cotton candy, sweetie, go. Let me see the dudes in the road.
Is there a reason you decided to go with this?
Nah, I mean, it's a hot jam. I was thinking about it.
It's a new one.
The
just dropped on the underground.
See, well, you guys are too young to remember this, but you know when this song came out back in this day, so much of what is readily acceptable now was not then. So you didn't get it on the radio, and you couldn't just go hear it yourself unless you went and bought like the giant, what looked like a carton of cigarettes CD box, and then took it to your house and played it. So not many people heard near as much as they hear now.
Right. Oh.
So when you had a song like this come out, it was just over and over and over and over and over. And just like, we don't need it anymore.
No. Okay. I got you.
Get it out of here.
I was like, all right.
Well, it seems like you're angry.
Yeah. 1994 was a heck of a year, man.
Yeah, well, my kids went to my mom's house for a little while over the weekend, and apparently they saw a video with Who Let the Dogs Out, the song. Yeah. And so now they want to listen
Baja
to that.
Men. Oh, that's a tough one.
It is. And it because, see, when I memories. When I played in Starkville,
it's not the song.
Literally every third down stop or every first down they got, they would crank Who Let the Dogs Out.
And the party was up, the party was jumping.
Why would you want to play that song? I mean, I know you're the Dogs, but couldn't you come up with something? Like, I wouldn't.
And what was your record against Mississippi?
Oh, for all of them.
Jolie Dunn, right?
Didn't win a damn one of them. None of
got
them. Got all of them. Every time.
Every time.
Yep. Bad deal. Bad ball. Deal there.
Tired of waiting weeks for a win in Starkville? Well,
years.
Or, you know, or years. Well, maybe you're also tired of waiting weeks for dental care. You need it on your schedule. Or worse, you have a dental emergency. You need it. Can't get immediate help. I'm Greg McElroy here to tell you about Family Care Dental, the urgent care office where you can be seen the same day. Three locations, Hoover, Fultondale, and Homewood. Accepting patients of all ages for emergencies or routine dental appointments. Most insurance plans are accepted, and they can see you on Fridays and Saturdays. Family Care Dental, 874-9605. That's 874-9605.
So we were at Local Roots in Tuscaloosa last week, and apparently our guy went viral. And I didn't realize how much noise he actually made.
Apparently.
Got a couple people texting me Thursday evening, Friday morning, saying, man, your guy's all over the place. McElroy is here, there, everywhere. It was Outkick and MSN and Yahoo and all these other places picking him up. I was like, man, damn. So I went to search, and Greg McElroy. All of a sudden, it comes up the Bryce Young podcast with Greg McElroy. I'm thinking, whoa, hold on a second. Greg McElroy went on Bryce Young's show? And we didn't even hear about it?
Couldn't break bread.
Like, we got nothing on this.
Nothing.
We didn't, even hear about it? Like, didn't even tell us? Zero?
Dude, if I had a dollar for every podcast you do without me knowing about it, I would be a rare,
well,
very
not
wealthy
many
man.
Of them start at quarterback.
I mean, winner.
If you would like to give you like the Be a Good Dad podcast that's in Lochapoca, Alabama or whatever that has 11 listeners, I'd be glad to start telling you that I'm doing those or whatever. You know, I mean, I'd be glad to fill you in, but it's not often that the starting quarterback at Alabama hosts the co-host of this show on his podcast. Therefore, I feel like that's a little bit noteworthy. And can you?
Yeah, Bryce is my boy, dude. Sorry. Thing. You guys don't.
Hey,
there we go. You don't get it.
The Bama.
Sorry.
Get it. Bammer. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys just don't understand. It's just got. Sometimes you just got to bam it up. Just go to Bamtown. Yeah, dude. We did this. It was right after the Tennessee game. So asked me to come on. I believe it was like the Monday after Bama played. Because that was right before the bye week, right?
Did he have you on to specifically discuss how much you hate Alabama in your broadcasts when you call games?
No, I only hate Alabama when they're playing bad, or at least that's the way it's received.
Right,
because
right.
I called the game the week before, a very comfortable win for the Crimson Tide. And I was not hated nearly as much that game because, you know, when you win 49-9,
things went well.
People aren't as concerned about what's going on elsewhere. They're not minimizing the potential big plays that are being given up. So, I came on that show probably 4 or 5 weeks ago. It was good. It was fine. It was mostly Saban stories. Several of which I've told on here.
Are his Saban stories very different? Like when you hear current players tell their Saban stories, is it very different than the ones that you and your teammates got?
it's not even close. Like, he's a completely different person compared like, to when we got to school. Yeah, like, borderline uncomfortable. Like, dude, hang on a second. Wait. But it's funny because he has, it's the same thing. You know, all of us, and I you know this, we've all been there. Everyone's like, oh, well, you should have been here before, you know, before, right? It was so much harder. Last, like, off-season program. Like, oh, off-season program was so much harder last year. Coach Saban was so much meaner back then. Like, it always gets progressively easier based on how much older you are, right? Do you recall this?
It's real, though, because kids these days don't even have two-a-days.
I've never had a two-a-day.
They don't even have two-a-day practices, Craig. Like, they have, like, they have eight practices in pads before season starts. We right, did that, that in 3 days.
I get that. I'm not trying to diminish.
A lot of what you're, I mean, I know we sound like old men when we say this stuff, but there's a lot of reality to it. Like, I mean, some of the stuff the guys told me about that they did before I got to Auburn, I was just like, oh, man, I'm glad. Like, I didn't make fun of them. I was kind of like, I'm glad we didn't do that.
States,
yes. Right? Yes. Yes. I mean, you see Junction Boys and Bear's like, get the water out of here. It's like, hold on. These kids are going to die. I mean, I'm glad it's a little bit different.
Right.
I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, yeah. The fact that, I mean, I remember there's different waves of concern in college football. And one of the big waves that happened while in the middle of me being a player was heat-related issues, some heat-related deaths that took place across the country. So there was never an instituted water break. I'm not saying we didn't get water, but trust me, Trickett would make damn sure we didn't go anywhere near those water cows during practice until there was like one or two times he would allow it, and where everybody else would be walking over like in between reps and everything. No, no, no. Our manager was told to stay far away from where we were, that could never take place.
Yeah.
By the time we hit two-a-days going into my senior year, like every three periods, there was a scheduled water break for the entire team. There were tents set up, like those tailgate tents, where you could go under and stand in the tents in between right. breaks.
Okay.
The well, medical gosh. Staff would come across and give everyone a Gatorade and say, you have to drink this Gatorade before you go back to practice. And we were just thinking, boy, how things have changed. This is a lot different than it was two or three years ago.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, and so obviously we've seen, you know, head protection come a long way with the different style helmets and then how protective we are with concussion protocol and obviously different things like that trying to protect players. So, yeah, these waves come in different waves, but you can make it sound like it's just guys being get off my lawn guy, but there's also a lot of reality to how different it is than 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Yeah, but you're probably of the mind that's like, oh, it's not better. They're soft now. Like, no, I'm not that way. Like, I'm like, progress is good. I'm not bothered by it. Like, if the players want to have – I want people not to hate their coaches and hate themselves and hate their lives while at practice.
No, I'm not to the extent that you say, but I will voice this. I do believe that a lot of it's unfortunate because there is a development of – positions and players and parts of the game that I just don't believe can really happen with the way that practice is allowed to take place today. I just don't. And I think I understand that part of it is for safety, but there's also part of becoming a good football player that I think can protect you in games that a lot of players miss out on.
No, I think
because things
injuries.
Are so limited.
We have more injuries as a result too.
Look at the non-contact injuries.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, there's also bigger bodies. I mean, bigger bodies, like highly tuned physical machines that are out there on the field. So, yes, I think that has something to do with it as well. But I think if we practiced harder, we wouldn't have as many issues. I really believe that. I believe that strongly, actually.
And I think I do believe some of the turf has something to do with it, too. I think too many games are being played on turf. And I just think that I think because of, like you're saying, bigger, stronger, faster.
Right.
It doesn't hold up as well on artificial turf.
Perhaps. I think that's another part. I don't have as much of an issue with the turf because I do feel like the old carpet turf was pretty dang bad because you're basically playing on cement.
Oh,
so
dude, it's rough.
If you got to take out, you know, if you have a couple knee issues, ankle issues, like those are really going to come to fruition when you're playing on glorified carpet. Speaking of carpet, if you want your lawn to look like carpet, have it as green as humanly possible, call my friends at Wayne's Pest Control at 866-WAYNES-1. Mention offer code JOCKS for $60 off your initial EnviroPest treatment. They treat my yard. It looks great. Maybe not great right now, but it will here in a couple months as we start to have a little bit warmer weather. They have 100,000 customers, and they also have the Quality Pro Certified designation that goes to only the top 5% of all pest control companies in the United States. So whether it's the lawn care services, the pest control, the mosquito prevention, you name it, they have you covered. They take incredible care of my family. And we just got our pests treated the other day because I know that those pests are coming here in a couple months. Been wet, a lot of wet weather, and you got to zap them now before they become a problem in May. Don't wait too long or else those mosquitoes will become an issue. So get them out to your place, have them take a peek, and let them treat your yard because they're going to take great care of you like they do take care of me. 866-WAYNES-1, mention offer code JOCKS.
You know, one thing about the players being bigger now that's, I think in its totality, yes, but there are certain instances. Like I met Ben Thomas, who played defensive line in the 80s at Auburn, and I could not believe just how massive an individual he was. I remember the first time I met James Joseph, who played tailback at Auburn, who played at like 6'2", 230, tailback.
Good God.
And the first time I met him, I said, dude, you're a D-end. No, he's like, I played running back. I played tailback. So sometimes you meet those guys that played in the 80s or early 90s, and you're just like, hold on. It's not always just bigger nowadays. Sometimes there were guys that were actually bigger than certain guys that play today. So it doesn't always work that way. But I did want to go back to something that you just mentioned about Coach Saban and how you agree that he's different. I have a conspiracy theory.
Uh-oh.
On some things that are happening right now with Nick Saban. And I want to see if Greg McElroy will shoot that theory down or if he will agree that he thinks it's possible when we come back next on McElroy and Kubik in the morning. All right, welcome back in. McElroy and Kubik in the morning, 9:47. It is Monday, December 17th. Arkansas took out LSU over the weekend, 65-58. 58 points, third lowest total for LSU basketball under Will Wade, and it snapped a 13-game home win streak for the LSU basketball Tigers. So Will Wade and company probably not feeling too good about that one. That Arkansas team's one's very difficult to figure out right now. As well, you can always figure out how your CBD store can help you out. Broad Spectrum Mango CBG gummies that can help wake you up, or Blueberry CBN gummies to help get you a restful night's sleep. Largest brick and mortar CBD retailer in the world, and they have four locations to help you. Highway 280 by Bailey Brothers, 150 by the Cajun Cleaver in Trustville, just off 459 now downtown in Five Points as well. They've got the Trim by SunMed, revolutionary new line of products and weight loss sciences that features THCV compound and hemp known to naturally suppress your appetite. These products scientifically backed by clinical trials that span over 13 weeks. So your CBD store has a lot of different ways to help you. Arthritis, anxiety, you, your pets, they can help you with that. It's your CBD store where good health hits home. Here's my theory, G-Mac. We saw Nick Saban with Bryce Young and Will Anderson after the game. Wanted to make sure the media, you know, he asked if he could say something and, you know, for good reason, talked about what those two players meant, what they had been to the team that year. And then after the game, his exchange with Kirby Smart, we heard that sounding like this.
So often it's been.
Can't really make it out there, but he tells Kirby, you know, you whipped our tail in the fourth quarter and, you know, God bless you to Kirby Smart. I think just like recruiting sleeker defenders, understanding how to work the portal, going through an up-tempo offense, I think Nick Saban knows exactly what he's doing.
Of course.
I think Nick Saban knows, I got to change my demeanor a little bit. I got to alter my personality a little bit to fit today's college football players, to be more relatable and to not turn as many guys off and to have guys understand that, hey, I'm on par with how things are working in today's college football. I think this is just another in the long list of calculated moves by Nick Saban to be a better fit to help him be better at winning football games.
1,000%. It's not naturally who he is, I don't think. I think you are who you are. But I think in an effort to be perceived more, more readily accessible. I mean, he smiled more this year when I know internally he was probably pulling his hair out. with everything going on in NIL and all that other stuff? Completely. Like, is it fake? Yeah. I think it probably is. I've never heard him once in my 5 years and spent a lot of time with him hear him say the words "God bless you" to an opposing coach ever, So hey, congrats, man! Great win. Congratulations. Yeah, of course that's to be expected, but I don't know. I mean, I think it's important because so much about the world right now is image, and if your image is, hey, I'm a militant. And when you come here, it's not going to be fun, but winning is fun. Probably not the right approach to attract some of these guys. I mean, that was the approach when I was there. It was, hey, this will be miserable. You will not like this. This will not be exciting. It was almost like Denzel Washington in Remember the Titans. Like, you will not like this. This will not be fun. You're going to hate me, but we're going to win. And ultimately, you signed up to win. So that was the approach, and that's what we did. But I think the modern-day player, man, they want to enjoy the experience. It all started with Clemson a couple years ago, man. I can go and play putt-putt and get on a slide and have fun and all this other stuff. That's when things started to change a little bit. And when people started using it against Alabama, hey, man, you're going to go there and you're going to win, but you're going to hate your life. That was what was being used on the recruiting trail against the Tide, and I think he's had to change and adapt to the circumstances now that the players expect.
Absolutely. It's just it's kind of cool to see, and a lot of folks very surprised by some of the actions or some of the words or the demeanor mainly. And for me, I just kind of have sat back in the last 2 or 3 weeks and, like you said, kind of a lot of the season and just said, no, I think he knows exactly what he's doing.
Right.
I think this is just completely
no different than putting in an offensive plan. It's just it's recruiting. If the cameras are on you, put forth a friendly demeanor and maybe more people will gravitate towards you. People say, well, maybe he's older. He's softened over time. I can promise you he hasn't. He has not softened over time. I can promise you. He is who he is. And it's exclusively now about being able to get the best guys. And the only way to do that is to present, I guess, an image that is relatable.
Absolutely. Arizona driving into LA tonight, 7:15 ESPN. This sort of the rubber match between these two teams, GMAC. I know home field is going to be big for the Rams. Which way you leaning in tonight's Monday Night Football wild card playoff action?
This one's a massive toss-up, and I really am having a difficult time nailing it down. I think both sides are pretty dang solid, that's for sure. If you want to, you mentioned drive. If you want to go drive in a brand new GMC, go see my friends at Bill Smith Buick GMC right there on Highway 31 in Coleman. I went and saw them. I grabbed myself a GMC Sierra. I absolutely love my new truck, and I know you will too. You go up there, grab yourself a new GMC Sierra 1500 Limited SLT, and grab it for $58,805. That's when all the rebates are applied. That's over $3,000 off sticker, which is pretty dang impressive given how light inventory is across the world. It's deals like that and so many others, by the way. You can grab yourself a GX Essence for $5,000 off of sticker. It's deals like that to keep you atop the industry for 65 years. Some dealers claim to be number one, but out of the 1,800 GMC dealers, General Motors says Bill Smith is number one. So go see my guys Andy Cole and Jonathan Yeager. 75% of their business is repeat customers. I'll be a repeat customer. I'm going back to buy my next car there as well. They also have that massive used car super facility as well. So go see GMC's dealer of the year on Highway 31 in Coleman, or you can shop online at BillSmithBuickGMC.com. But Cole, when you look at this matchup, man, I don't trust either quarterback. It sounds crazy, because I think both quarterbacks are great, supremely talented individuals. I think they're definitely bound to make a timely interception or two. That's why Stafford, with as much talent as he has, he's never really won anything of significance. He's 0-3 in the playoffs. Will he have a couple costly picks tonight? Possibly. And that's what scares me if you're a Rams fan.
No, I think if you could have gotten this before, you feel pretty good about it, taking Arizona. I still at 3.5 would roll with Arizona. 6-0 this year, outright as an underdog are the Cardinals. I think I would take the under, and I would take Arizona. Just something has not been right with the Rams here in the last month of the season. And we've seen, like you said, Stafford turn the ball over. I think maybe you look to the legs of a Kyler Murray to help add to the rushing attack that the Cardinals are going to bring. And I think they find a way to get this thing done. Just whatever the pieces that cannot be put together for the Rams, I don't think they just figure out in a game like this. I do think home field's big, but getting 3.5 points, I'm going to go with the Cardinals tonight. Take the under, take Arizona. That's the way I'd roll.
Wow. I don't know about the under. I might lean the other way there. It feels obvious, though, so you're probably right. I'm going to go with the Rams. I think Cliff Kingsbury, ultimately right here, I love quarterbacks and I love coaches in the postseason. And you don't trust Stafford, neither do I, but I really don't trust Cliff Kingsbury. Give me the Rams. I'd lay the points. I think they protect the home field and survive one more week before getting blasted next week when they play against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hey, great part is we got Monday night play action football. Excited about that. We're back tomorrow, 7 to 10, three-man front next.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.